John Doe, the magician.
Give me the keys.
No, you must not open the door.
There's something hidden in that house, and I'm going to find out what it is.
No, Mr. Chandler, you must not. The house is accursed.
Accursed?
Always they are watching, the unseen eyes.
I came here to find out why men disappear on this island. If you know, tell me.
I cannot tell you.
Listen to me.
I can say no more. It is death to stay in that house.
In 60 seconds, the American Broadcasting Company will bring you the first act of John Doe, the Magician. What are your dreams for 10 years from now? Perhaps you'd like to travel abroad. In 10 years, comfortable tourist accommodations will certainly be available. This also applies if your travel plans are along the lines of See America First. If you're wondering how you can be sure of having the money at that time, buy savings bonds. Perhaps you haven't been considering travel. Well, if you've been counting on future leisure time or a college education for your children, a farm or business of your own, a retirement income or a home of your own, the solution is still the same. Buy savings bonds. Purchase them the easy, automatic way, where you work through the payroll savings plan, where you bank through the bond-a-month plan. Savings bonds are profitable. For every $3 invested today, you'll receive $4 when your bonds mature. So buy United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan or bond-a-month plan. And remember, automatic saving is sure saving. Now tonight's story of magic and mystery. Since time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, their secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Today, perhaps Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called John Doe the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true? Cairo. Darkness. The house on the Pyramid Road is silent. But in the magic of the Egyptian night, a woman is dreaming. A vivid, terrifying dream. John Doe. The Magician.
Look at me, woman. Speak the truth. You have found them.
No, no. This cave is an evil place. Let me go.
By the ancient bond between us, you will reveal what you have learned.
I know nothing.
Swear it by the god of the temple under the sea.
Let me go.
Water rises. The waves are breaking.
The waves? No! No! Mother! Mother!
Betty.
Mother!
Bob!
Tell me.
I know nothing.
Go away. Go away.
The temple under the sea.
Go away. Go away. Go away.
Go away.
Go away.
Wake up!
Go away!
Dorothy!
Oh. Frank!
You must have been having a nightmare.
No, no. They were in the cave.
The cave?
I couldn't see the woman's face, but... Oh. Oh, I was dreaming.
You certainly were.
Turn on the light, will you? Hmm. Why, you're dressed... Haven't you been to bed?
No. I was writing a report, and then I got a cable from Washington.
I wonder if there really is anything in dreams.
Didn't you hear what I said?
And I'd like to know whether there's any such island as that.
As what?
Frank, I don't know how I knew it was an island, but I did. They were in a cave, like the Blue Grotto in Capri. You know how the waves break over the entrance at high tide?
Yes.
Well, it was uncanny. I could hear people singing somewhere, and a drum, like a heart beating. I suppose it was my own heart.
It's strange you should dream of an island.
Well, what's the use of having a brother called Chandu the Magician if he can't interpret dreams? What do you think all that meant?
It's curious you should have dreamed of an island just as I'm leaving for one.
You what?
I knew you didn't hear what I said. Tomorrow I have to go to a little Mediterranean island. Two American consuls have disappeared, one after the other.
Oh, Frank.
The last one was Neil Christie. His wife is still on the island. She refuses to believe her husband won't turn up.
The temple under the sea, he said.
Oh, Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. I can't get that dream out of my mind. Oh, what a man.
You're unusually sensitive to such things. I've told you that before.
My dream?
Yes.
You know, I almost wish I could go with you and see that island for myself. Wouldn't it be strange if it were the one I saw? Oh, but that's impossible.
Well, you can go with me if you like. The consul's house is empty now. Mrs. Christie moved out.
Are you sure we wouldn't be in your way?
Not at all.
Well, look, don't say anything to Betty and Bob about why I want to go. I'd never hear the last of it. Imagine my rushing off like this because of a dream. Island is like something out of the Middle Ages.
Yeah, Mom, can't you just see the crusaders on the cliffs pouring hot lead down on the Saracens?
Oh, you ghoul.
Well, that's what they used to do back.
This town's a lot older than that, though. There was a great port here in the days of the Phoenicians, centuries before Christ.
Oh, this is the house, sir.
Is this where Mrs. Christie's living now?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll get the keys to the consul's house and be right out, Dot.
Uncle Frank, ask who we see about renting one of those little boats we saw down in the cove. I am here in the garden.
Mrs. Christie?
Yes?
I'm Frank Chandler. I understand you have the keys to the American consul's house.
You cannot be appointed to take Neil's place. He will come back.
I hope so. I came here to find out what happened to your husband, if I can. This letter will tell you who I am.
They have told you I refuse to go away.
I can understand that. Perhaps you'd better tell me now what you know of your husband's disappearance. Then I won't need to bother you again.
It is that house. It is Yasaki.
Yasaki? Forbidden. Mrs. Christie, are you Arabic?
I come from Lebanon, Mr. Chandler. I met my husband in Beirut when he was the vice consul there.
Oh, yes. Why do you say that house is forbidden?
The consul who was here before my husband died of the curse.
How do you know?
The servants have told me. Mr. Chandler, I will tell you about Neil. We had invited guests for dinner that evening. He was dressing. I was in the garden. When the guests arrived, Neil was not in the house. His evening clothes were laid out. Nothing was missing, even the shoes.
You didn't find a note? Didn't the servants hear anything?
Neil did not leave me willingly. The unseen eyes were watching. Always they watched. When I turned away for one moment, Neil was taken.
I see. Now, if you'll let me have the keys.
You must write a letter to your government. You must tell them to find another house for their council. No one can live in that house.
I don't wonder you're upset. But if you'll get me the keys.
I have them here in my handbag. Mr. Chandler, do not look at me. Pretend that we speak of something else.
Yes. Yes, that is a very interesting old church across the street. What is it, Mrs. Christie?
It is true what I said about the unseen eyes watching. There is death in that house. And if you should find the...
Yes?
I have told you the truth. The house is accursed. No one can stay there and leave.
I see. Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Christie. If I need any more information, I'll drop in again.
What were you saying to him, Zuala?
He came for the keys, Delagi. I told him exactly what you said.
You whispered something I could not hear.
Why should I do that? I knew you would be listening.
For your sake, it is to be hoped you are speaking the truth.
Mr. Chandler is here for only a few days to make a report to the American government. Wait until he has gone away.
And while I am waiting, he will find them.
It is impossible. If you cannot find so much as the drawing after 2 years, how can a stranger find the chest itself?
I tell you, they must not live in the house.
But I tell you...
The man Chandler insists. He will find his family, too, is missing.
Delagi!
And there will once more be rumors. of the temple under the sea.
You know what I think, Bob?
No, what?
I bet Uncle Frank thinks Mr. Christie's dead and buried here somewhere.
In the house? They'd have to have a heck of a time doing it. Why, the walls must be 6 feet thick.
All right. But Uncle Frank keeps going around tapping with that hammer.
Sure, but I asked him what he was looking for, and he said he didn't know. Now, Betts, don't be so jittery. It's just somebody at the door.
Oh.
Good afternoon. My name is Delage.
Well, how do you do? Won't you come in?
Thank you. Is Mr. Chandler in?
Yes, yes, he's here. Sit down.
I'll call him, Bob. Uncle Frank, there's someone to see you. Mr. Delage.
Oh, thank you, Betty. I'm certainly not very presentable. Well, good afternoon. I've been going through the old consular files. A dusty job.
Oh. I call, as you would say, socially. I am an idle man here on this island for my health.
I see. Bob, tell your mother we have a caller, will you?
Oh, sure, Uncle Frank. She's in her room. I'll get her.
How long have you lived here, Mr. Delage?
2 years. You will forgive me if I say you and your mother must be remarkable women.
Why?
Have you had no unpleasant experiences in this house?
I know. We think it's fascinating.
Well, it's very nice to have someone call... Oh!
Dot, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Come on, sit down here.
Oh, I must have been out in the sun too long.
Well, I'll get you some water.
Your sister is ill, Mr. Chandler. I will call again at another time.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You see now, Mr. Chandler, it has begun.
Mother, you look awful. Oh, tell me what to do.
I hope you will be feeling better quite soon, madame.
Here, Mom, drink this.
Oh, thank you. Frank. Frank, he's the man I saw in my dream, in the cave.
I thought he must be, the way you looked at him.
Yes, but it was only a dream. How could I dream of a man I'd never seen?
It has been known to happen.
Mother, what are you talking about?
What? Oh, dear, I wasn't going to say anything to you and Bob.
Huh?
Oh, please don't ask me about it.
Well, okay. At least you don't look so kind of green now.
I felt green. Who is he, Frank?
His name is Delage. And I swear he's the man Mrs. Christie is so afraid of.
Afraid of?
She tried to tell me that first day. Delage must have been right there in the garden somewhere. She said, if you should find the... And then she stopped.
Is that why you've been tapping the walls like a Death Valley prospector?
Yes, that's it, Bob. There's something hidden in this house, and Mrs. Christie knows about it. I'm going to look around that cellar once more.
Oh, well, I'll come too.
Not me. What if it turns out to be a body?
A body? Oh, darling, it can't be.
Dot, are you sure those people in your dream weren't in a cellar?
Oh, yes, it was a cave. Filled with uncanny blue light. I can see it now.
Mom, for Pete's sake. Oh, aren't you coming, Bets?
Not a chance.
I wish you would, Dot.
Well, all right.
I'll need a flashlight.
Oh. Oh, here it is with the hammer. You want that, too?
Yes, Bob.
Well, what a crazy place to put the cellar stairs. Right off the living room.
May not have been the living room originally. In fact, the whole house might have been something else.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Well, let's see. Where did I stop when I was down here the last time? Now, give me the hammer, Bob.
Here you are.
Hold the light in the corner.
Here.
Huh. Listen to that.
Yes. It sounds hollow.
Yeah, but it can't be. The edges of that stone fit as tight as all the rest.
Maybe. There's a niche behind it. Shine the light in there, Bob.
What is that?
Why, it's just an old piece of paper.
I can just get it out in one piece.
Careful.
Yeah. Ah, that's it. Well, I unfold it.
All right.
Hold the light still, Bob.
Yeah.
Why, it's a drawing.
A map. Those wavy lines must represent the ocean. That figure's Neptune.
Yes, it's almost like the plan of a building. See, there's a room and a long hallway and...
That can't be right, Mom. Or else this thing isn't drawn to scale.
It means the whole thing is underwater.
Huh?
Underwater.
The temple under the sea.
Look out, Dot.
Uh-oh. Now you've done it. It fell apart.
Oh, I wish we'd never found it.
I had to find it.
But can't you imagine how it feels to have that dream coming true? Everything, one after the other. Everything I saw that night. I'm going back upstairs.
We'll all go. And I'm going down to see the British commissioner.
The British commissioner? Well, how would he know about the map?
I think he'll know something about DeLuggy.
Oh. Well, look, Betty and I'll walk part way with you. We're going out in one of those little sailboats, you know.
Yes. But, Dot, you stay here, will you?
Of course. Where would I go?
I mean, I'm going to bring Mrs. Christie back with me. This time, she'll have to tell me what she's afraid of in this house. And I want you here with me when she does.
You think I'll recognize her voice?
Yes, I do.
Well, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know anything more about this dreadful place. Something terrible's going to happen here. I know it is.
In a moment, we'll raise the curtain on the second act of Chandu, the Magician. People usually write pretty fascinating things in their diaries. But the most interesting little black book of all belongs to Gregory Hood. And it isn't exactly a personal diary, it's a case book. And the case book of Gregory Hood contains many of the most fascinating mysteries you've ever heard. You see, Gregory Hood is a detective. He doesn't believe in the rough, tough methods many other excellent detectives use. Gregory Hood uses the smooth, suave approach. In fact, you might say he has almost a clinical interest in his work. For the thing that interests him in a crime is the unorthodox method by which it's done. So Hood carries on his work with the calm detachment of a scientist. His colleague in crime detection is a character known as Sanderson Tyler. So you'll enjoy the methodical, scientific way Gregory Hood goes about solving his crime. So don't miss the exciting adventures from the casebook of Gregory Hood on the air every Sunday afternoon over most of these same ABC stations. And now, back to our story of intrigue and magic. The small Mediterranean island of Ruad, its limestone cliffs rising from the blue sea. A gray stone house, old when the Crusaders sailed into the harbor. It is late afternoon. Chandu, the magician.
It's 5 o'clock. Where are Betty and Bob all this time? Oh, I wonder.
Is your brother here now, Mrs. Regent?
No.
That is unfortunate. I had hoped he could tell you.
Tell me what, Mr. DeLuggy?
Just DeLuggy, if you please. It has been my name through the ages.
What is it you have to tell me?
I was standing on the cliff a few moments ago. I saw your son and daughter pull a small boat up on the rocks below.
Yes?
You see, there is a cave which can be entered only when the tide is low. If they do not turn back at once, they will drown in the rising water.
I know.
I beg your pardon.
How do I get there? Is there a path down the cliff?
The cave can only be approached by sea. The tide is turning now, madam.
Well, why didn't you do something? Where can we get a boat?
I have one.
Well, then hurry. We may be too late.
You will have plenty of time, madam. In the temple under the sea.
Mr. Hunter, I suppose you know that all American consuls keep files on people who have any sort of business with them.
Oh, yes, it's customary.
Well, DeLuggy told me he'd only been on the island for 2 years. But it seems he was here once or twice before that.
I think that's true. I confess I don't know quite what to do about him, Mr. Chandler.
Why?
Well, a man who believes he's the reincarnation of an ancient Phoenician priest.
What's that?
Oh, yes. And there have been repeated rumors of a cult he's organized on the island. Worshippers of a pagan god.
Neptune, of course.
It would be an obvious choice, I suppose.
And there is such a thing as the temple under the sea.
By Jove, Christie was thorough.
No, I didn't get that from the consular files, Mr. Hunter. Tell me, what do you know about this temple under the sea?
It's a sort of recurrent myth. At the base of the cliffs, quite near that house of yours, there are curious grooves in the rock just under the water. The story is that they were made by chariot wheels.
A chariot of the temple priest.
Dragging the victims to the sacrifice. The so-called wheel marks enter a sort of tunnel worn by the water, presumably. It's underwater, except at low tide, but one can go in then. I've been inside myself. Of course, it's nothing like a temple.
Then what about the singing?
Well, you've heard of that, too. It can only be the wind in the rocks. I suppose Mrs. Christie told you all this.
No.
Well, DeLaghi and the Christies were great friends for a time. I don't like to repeat gossip, but in a small place like this, one hears everything.
Mr. Hunter, two American consuls have disappeared on this island. I've come here to find out what happened. What have you heard?
Well, it was said that DeLaghi had persuaded Mrs. Christie to join his little group of idol worshippers. And Christie threw him out of the house.
So that was it.
You believe DeLaghi was responsible for Mr. Christie's disappearance?
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know that house of yours is supposed to have been built over the site of an ancient pagan temple.
Is it indeed?
Yes, but certainly not a temple under the sea.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. Hunter. You may not believe that temple exists, but I do. And when I find it, I'll know what happened to Neil Christie.
Never land there, DeLaghi.
There's a narrow channel here, Mrs. Reed.
Yes, but Bob and Betty aren't here.
Their boat must have drifted away.
Do you really think they're inside that cave?
I know they are, madame. Step quickly to the flat rock. I'm afraid your clothes will be wet.
I don't care about that.
I would go and bring them myself. But you could not control the boat.
No, I'll get them. Hold the boat still.
One moment. Now jump.
Oh,
water is rising, madame.
Well, I'll be back with the children in a minute.
You need not hurry now.
DeLaghi, come back. You can't leave us here. We'll all be drowned.
Your brother should have given me the jewels.
Jewels?
Goodbye, madame.
No, DeLaghi, come back. DeLaghi!
Go in, Mrs. Christine.
I am afraid of this house.
Now, I want you to tell me and my sister just why...
Listen, Mr. Chandler, listen to them. The singers of the temple under the sea.
How could we possibly hear them up here?
Someone has opened the way.
It must be the stone block I moved in the cellars.
Yes, the sound would come up from the sea.
Wait a minute. Dorothy! Dorothy! I wonder who she is. Dorothy!
Would your sister dare to walk down the hidden stairs?
No, she wouldn't go down to the cellar. She was terrified.
There is a stairway built inside the wall. Come, I will show you. Here.
So that's how DeLaghi saw everything that went on in this house. Where did these stairs go?
I do not know. They are said to have been built in the days of the Crusaders. A great English lord hid a chest of jewels. Oh, I should not have told you. I am afraid.
You stay here.
If DeLaghi is there, do not speak of me.
Dorothy is down here in the cellars. I know she is. Mrs. Christie, there's a heavy door here. How can I get it open?
Not even DeLaghi knows how to open the door. He has tried many times.
No place for a key, no bolt. Hinges on the other side. Still, Dorothy's down there somewhere. I know she is. If ever I needed the things I learned in India, it's now. By the power of the 3x3, the secret of this ancient house is mine. The door must open now. Blue light, the temple. Dorothy!
Oh, Frank, you're too late. Betty and Bob would drown.
What are you talking about?
DeLaghi left me at the entrance of the cave. The tide was rising. Betty and Bob were in there and I couldn't find them.
They're all right.
No, Frank.
I just met them coming up from the harbor.
Oh.
Well, you knew they'd been out sailing.
Yes, but Delagi said they were in there, and I tried to find them.
You mean to say that Delagi left you in that cave with the tide coming in?
Yes, he said that...
He meant to kill you.
I know he did. The cave was filling with water. I kept looking for the children.
Yes, and miracle, you weren't drowned.
Well, I suddenly saw a flight of stairs. I ran up here. As soon as I got in, I recognized it from my dream. Oh, that singing, it's driving me mad.
I don't wonder. Where are they?
I don't know. Who's that?
Lucky.
Voices of the temple! Be silent! Look at me, woman. You have found them.
That's what he said in my dream, Frank.
You cannot lie to me with the chest of jewels before your eyes, as I knew it. Rubies. Emeralds, the king's ransom.
That may be just what they were.
But where did they come from? The chest wasn't there before.
Pearls, diamonds.
It was hidden under the bottom step. You see, when I opened the door, the whole step slid back. Those medieval architects knew all sorts of tricks like this.
Jewels are mine. Since the days of ancient Phoenicia, I, a priest of the temple, have worn them.
Oh, undoubtedly. And you just found out about them a couple of years ago in Europe.
You meddling fool.
Oh, yes, Delagi. I've read the file Neil Christie kept on you.
Christie died in the temple like the other one.
And your little crowd of jewel thieves have been financing you here all this time, hoping you'd find this chest.
Christie did not know this.
The British commissioner will know it in an hour.
You will not live to tell him. You and the women will die here.
Get out of the way, Dot.
Frank, look out!
The sword of the temple priest!
Not this time, Delagi.
American swine.
Get up.
Frank, he's not moving. You've killed him.
Well, no such luck. He's just knocked out. Come on, Dot.
You're not going to leave him here like this. Can't we tie him up?
No, he can't get out of the tunnel until the tide turns. Now see that he doesn't get out through the house. The commissioner will send for him.
Heaven only knows what's in the other rooms down there.
Whatever it is, it can wait until tomorrow. We'll have to break the news to Mrs. Christie that her husband's dead.
Oh, dear, what a dreadful thing. Frank, how could I have dreamed all that? Delagi knew about it. He said so.
Well, he said he was the reincarnation of a Phoenician priest, too. The racket was working very well until Christie began to suspect Delagi's European contacts.
Yes, but how could I have seen Delagi in a dream?
Well, nobody knows what a dream is, none. Message, warning, or just a dream. And how many men have sisters who dream such useful things?
In just a moment, we'll bring you a glimpse of next week's story. Here's a reminder to you local businessmen. Just as you enjoy radio, so your neighbors and friends are regular listeners to programs of this ABC station. Why not use the radio program you're now hearing as a way to promote sales and goodwill for your business or product? You'll be surprised to know how reasonably and effectively you can sponsor Chengdu the Magician in this, your own locality. Just call on the manager of this ABC station. He'll be glad to give you all the details about Chengdu the Magician. And here's a reminder for all you mystery fans. Tomorrow night, the amazing Mr. Malone matches wits with any evil character unlucky enough to cross his path. Yes, you can be sure every case John J. Malone tackles is packed with action and suspense. Gene Raymond plays the part of our intrepid sleuth. So don't forget, tomorrow night is time for the amazing Mr. Malone over most of these same ABC stations. And now for next week's story. Next week, Istanbul, a dark lady, beautiful and deadly, a stolen secret, and death on the Golden Horn. We invite you to listen next week. For mystery, romance, magic, Chengdu, the Magician. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.